1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 285. Sketch 993. The Trial.
Could stop drinking the beer, Rich, if it's that
I have
rough.
I've just finished it, but the last it was rubbish, but the last bit of it was disgusting.
What, like the sediment?
Well, it may have had sediment in it, although you don't normally get sediment in a can of beer. But it, I mean, I don't normally have 7.4% beer, which has not even got a label, like a kind of rough bit of paper pasted around the edge.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. Supermarket. Anita bought it for me, and she knows nothing about beer. Neither of us knew it was 7.4% until quite late on. The brewery seems to be called 71 Brewing, and the beer is called Luminous Nights. And it's a D-IPA. I don't know what that means.
It's
a Maniac's IPA.
A double IPA.
Oh, so that's why it's 7% or whatever.
What, doubly Indian or doubly pale?
I don't know.
It's Dundee's only brewery.
Simon always coming in with the facts.
he's a quick on the Google inside.
So does this mean that it's a Dundonian's Indian pale ale?
Oh, maybe. Anyway, I do not recommend it, listeners. I'm sure maybe 71 Brewers' other drinks are nicer, but this LN, Luminous Nights, is pretty disgusting.
And so you may infer that their others probably are as well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, what are special brews? Do they also make really nice drinks?
Carlsberg, isn't it?
Yes.
Carlsberg makes special brew.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Well, I mean, Carlsberg isn't exactly nice, but more pleasant than special brew.
So, Alistair, do you have something for us?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Fitz week, sketchy time, excellent.
very good.
That's so, Vince, you say who won?
Well, not you.
And certainly not music.
Harsh but fair.
I mean, I'm not going to remember back over 5 days to decide which.
It's a lot to ask, in fairness.
We've been sitting here a long time, haven't we?
What do we do with this one then, Vince?
So this is a 7-hander. So let us have Dan as judge, Simon as Giles, Richard as defence, Turves as prosecution, Laura as Tracy, and Maureen at the end. I'll be Joseph, and I will also do the grams. Got all that?
Yes, I think so.
All rise. Mr. Giles Waltz, you stand accused of murder. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Your Honour, a defence is prepared to plead guilty to the lesser crime of bestiality.
Hey.
That is kind of irregular, but I suppose it is technically a lesser crime. Prosecution, do you accept?
Prosecution rejects the offer. However, we now wish to proceed on a revised charge sheet of murder. And also bestiality.
Damn it!
Proceed.
My lord, in accordance with literary trope 118D, the prosecution case will be made by establishing motive, means, and opportunity. First, the motive. The victim was Mr. Wolf's boss. I mean, everyone wants to kill their boss. That's just human nature. Then, the means. There are, like, literally loads of ways of killing someone. Shooting, hitting, poisoning. He could have done any one of them. And finally, opportunity to kill his boss. Anytime within office hours.
Well, that seems comprehensive. Shall we bang him up then?
Wait! Defence would like to call Miss Tracy Tango. Miss Tango, is it true that you are Mr. Waltz's boss?
I am indeed.
And are you, take as long as you like, Miss Tango, are you alive?
You know what? I think I might just be.
You do seem quite alive, what with being here and being able to talk and everything. Is there anything you could do to maybe dispel any lingering doubt on the matter? Perhaps you could, I don't know, tap your feet. Give us a little shimmy, maybe.
What? You mean like this?
You're a natural.
Case dismissed. You are free to go, Mr. Waltz.
Free at last. I'm so happy. I could dance.
Ba 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 ba.
What are you watching?
Oh, it's just Strictly.
Do you not think those dances are getting just a little too elaborate?
I see what you've done there. it's a long journey
for a nice little ending. I mean, I'm in awe of you. You could write something that average people would get. Normal people. It's like, oh, yeah, I've watched Strictly. I know what that is. Not Buck Rogers.
He's a man of the people.
He is, yeah, that's right. That's why so many songs have been written about him.
Yeah, I know about Strictly and Magaluf. Those are my cultural references. Yeah. It just occurs to me that we've done five sketches now and we've given no context to anyone apart from everyone singing Vince Week. If you're not one of those people who came in 3 months ago, this is going to be slightly baffling. But
it's true.
It's a fair point.
I'm sure it'll all get sorted out in the edit, Alistair.
Maybe.
Explanatory notes beforehand.
Okay, well, we can do quickly record something now to put in the first day. Welcome, Vincent Lynch, the person who used to be in the group and then left, but we've invited back to do some of his own sketches that we've not seen before. How you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you. Yeah, that'll do.
Great. Cut.
Yeah, okay, that'll do. We'll fling that in the first day of the week.
Vincent, how is your stand-up going? Are you getting back
my
into it
stand-up
after lockdown?
Since March 2020 has been surprisingly quiet.
I did say at the end, since lockdown has been easing, do you have any kind of plans to restart?
We'll see what happens. But no, I am in no hurry to get in a room with anyone. So I am having to turn down all kinds of exciting offers.
For stand-up or...?
Mainly on staircases.
Staircases.
Half
stand
up, stand up at an angle.
Well, thank you for listening to Vincent Week, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back again soon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, and Simon Toohey.
And Vincent Lynch.
It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.